Cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Amber Geiger found guilty of murder.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
The jury coming back very quickly.
Privately, the president had often talked about fortifying a border with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, talked for the first time about President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani.
In a rare move, the Duchess of Sussex striking back, suing a British publisher after the Mail on Sunday published excerpts from a handwritten letter to her father that revealed painful details about their estrangement.
Senator Bernie Sanders released an income inequality tax plan aimed at closing the gap between CEOs and their employees.
A woman who crossed a safety barrier at the Bronx Zoo here in New York and had a close encounter with a lion. You gotta wonder what the lion's thinking here.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let's do the name game.
Yes, let's do the name game. Letitia Edwards, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour.
What is Letitia going to win,
well,
possibly?
Have the opportunity, yes, the chance to win, to qualify to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. And it's not just one-hour massage.
It's not two.
It's not two.
It's not three.
It's one a month. For a whole year.
That's 12 in my book. I'm a financial advisor.
I wish I had that appointment every month. An incredible prize, man. From Smart Skin Med Spa. So, again, Letitia Edwards, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this amazing massage package.
Okay, boys and girls, let's go back to El Presidente.
To what the president says. You know, I believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, okay? I watch my words very, very closely. And to have somebody get up and to totally fabricate a conversation that I had with another leader and make it sound so bad, it was so evil. And now I see this that just came out minutes ago, where he met at a time that was impossible to have done unless there's corruption involved. And just so you know, we've been investigating on a personal basis through Rudy and others, lawyers, corruption in the 2016 election. We've been investigating corruption because I probably will, I was going to definitely, but I probably will be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election.
Ooh,
and I have every
said.
Right to do that. Because the way they've treated me and other people, they've destroyed their lives with a phony charge that never existed, and that was collusion, never existed. And you had 18 people that hated Donald Trump, and you had Bob Mueller that hated Donald Trump. And in the end, they couldn't find one damn thing. I could find it on you. They couldn't find one thing about Donald Trump having to do with collusion. This is after 2 years and spending $42 million. And I've been looking at that long and hard for a long period of time. How it started, why it started, it should never happen to another president, ever. But I've been talking about it from the standpoint of bringing a major lawsuit, and I've been talking about it for a long time. We've been investigating the corruption having to do with what they did to my people. They destroyed many people. They came down to Washington to do a great job, and they left home. They left Washington dark. They were dark. They came down here, I say, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. They wanted to do a great job for the people. They wanted to do a great job. We won the election. And then they get served with subpoenas, all these subpoenas. Now look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi hands out subpoenas. You know, she has to approve it. She hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. You want a subpoena? Here you go, take them, like they're cookies. Paul Ryan would never give anybody a subpoena. He wouldn't give them when Mark Meadows went in to talk. He wouldn't give them when Jim Jordan went in, when Devin Nunes, he would go in and they'd see Paul. I'm not saying wrong or right, but Paul Ryan, no, let's talk about it. That's a big thing to give a subpoena. Let's talk about it. 2 weeks later, they're still talking. They wanted subpoenas to investigate the corrupt Democrats and the corrupt people on the other side. Paul Ryan would not give subpoenas. Nancy Pelosi, here you go. Take it. Who wants a subpoena? Every day you get subpoenas. And Paul Ryan was actually right, probably, because they should never, ever allow a thing like this to happen to our country. Again, thank you very much. Please.
Mr. President, can you just make clear right here, what do you or what did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
If you look at what he said, okay, and he brought it up. I think he brought up the name Rudy Giuliani. What I want is the following, and I've said this loud and clear. We have our ambassadors here. We have Mike Pence here. Why are we the only ones that give the big money to the Ukraine? We give money to Ukraine, and it's bothered me from day one, and you have plenty of people just here. I say, how come it's always the United States that gets ripped? Frankly, Ukraine, we want to help them, and I do like the new president. You know why I like him? Because he was honest, because he said there was no pressure at all exerted on me, meaning him, by the president of the United States. He said it. By the way, that one sentence should stop this. But he said there was no pressure exerted. But you don't have to ask him. All you have to do is read the transcript, read the telephone call. But what I was having a problem with are two things. Number one, Ukraine is known before him for tremendous corruption. Tremendous. More than just about any country in the world. In fact, they're rated one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
Oh boy.
And I don't like giving money to a country that's that corrupt. Number two,
you don't like.
I said,
money.
Excuse me. Number two, I said the following, and I said this loud and clear to everybody. And in fact, Rob Portman backed me up, and there's nobody more honorable than Rob Portman of Ohio, because he called up. Please let the money go. I said, Rob, I hate being the country that's always giving money when Ukraine helps Europe and the European countries far more than they help us. They're like a wall between Russia and Europe. They're like a wall. They're a big, wide, beautiful wall. And he said, you know what? But it's important. And he came out and he said that. That was my only reason. Because I don't like being the sucker country. We were the sucker country for years and years. We're not the sucker country anymore. But I gave the money because Rob Portman and others called me an ass. But I don't like to be the sucker. And European countries are helped far more than we are. And those countries should pay more to help Ukraine. Ask a question, please.
Thank you, sir.
What about Mr. Biden? What did you want about Biden? What did you want him to look into on Biden?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked. And you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we. Go ahead, ask a question.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen,
you to me?
We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did
was,
you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear
to...
me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will, but
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
I've
you.
I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. Oh. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt. And you have some very fine people, too. Great journalists, great reporters. But it, to a large extent, it's corrupt and it's fake. Ask the President of Finland a question, please.
Okay, I'll move on now. Mr. President, in your opening remarks, you said
stop
to President
it there. Trump, this is some vintage Donald Trump here.
Wow.
He does need to come up with a better answer than that. I mean, he needs to say, look, I asked him to look at why was the prosecutor fired, and was that a true cause that he should have been fired? That's all he had to say, and then
right.
It would have resolved the whole thing. Yeah, I want to tell you something. That question right there, that's going to be in the nightly news. That will be in the nightly news. The fact that he asked a question, the way the segment is answered, but that will be a piece in ABC, NBC, and CBS
was
tonight.
That was like, are you talking to me?
You talking to me? Kind of like the cab driver guy.
Oh, wow.
Peter De Niro. Oh, man, you talking to me?
They come back to him if you want to go there.
Yeah, I would like to go there and finish out this segment with that.
Sit. It's a
Oh, no, it's over.
The president of Finland looks a little shell-shocked there.
Yeah, you could the chuckling, it was the president of Finland. He was like, oh, I've never seen anything like this.
We don't do this in my country.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Well, boys and girls, this has been really entertaining. I cannot wait to see the news tonight.
It's hard to follow that.
Yeah, it is. We might as well just go on home here. Let's pick back up with some of our stuff here. Let's stay with the subject matter. Let's look at on Sean Hannity last night, Jim Jordan on the skiff running the investigation.
All right, earlier tonight, President Trump tweeted, "As I learn more and more each day, I am coming to the conclusion that what is taking place is not an impeachment. It is a coup intended to take away the power of the people, their vote, their freedoms, their Second Amendment, religious freedom or religion, military, border wall, and their God-given rights as a citizen of the United States of America." Here's reaction, Congressman Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows. I don't disagree with a single word the president said there. Any of you?
Sean, think about this. Nancy Pelosi putting Adam Schiff in charge of this impeachment inquiry is exactly what Jim Comey did when he put Peter Strzok in charge of the Trump-Russia investigation. Someone as biased as Adam Schiff, even Democrats would agree Peter Strzok should have never been running that investigation. Never should have been. Michael Horowitz said he never should have been running that investigation. He's the one who said, don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump. Nancy Pelosi is doing the same thing with putting Adam Schiff in charge of this investigation. So the president is right. They've already made a determination. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about the truth. And the American people see through.
And, you know, these cuts are actually going to make a little more sense after listening to Donald Trump on the why Adam Schiff here. So let's listen to Mark Meadows and talk about a lot of worldwide players that are involved in this.
Mark, seems like another boomerang. You know, now we're going back, and I've been saying we need to do this. We're getting back into Hillary's rigged investigation. Then we're waiting on the FISA report from the inspector general. Then after that, the counterintelligence report, the Durham report, which I assume will be, they probably had people in the Obama administration outsourcing intelligence gathering to spy on a candidate, a transition team, and a president and other American citizens. Are you confident that Italy and, I'm just picking out of thin air, Great Britain and Australia maybe, that those three countries, you're smiling, Mark Meadows, that's good, I'm doing my job. Are you confident that's likely something we might discover?
Well, I think we're going to find a lot of players that were involved in this, Sean, and I think Jim's absolutely right. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, they've made up their mind. Their one goal is to disenfranchise the voters from coast to coast who elected this president in November of 2016. But more problematic than that is they have campaigned on really a false narrative. We know that Hillary Clinton, we know that senators and House members, we know the DNC have reached out to foreign entities to help them during their election campaign. And what did they expect? That they would get elected or reelected. And yet they're going to try to use the same narrative to impeach a president. They're creating an obstruction trap to try to hold this president on impeachable offenses. And we've got to call them out on it.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Dan, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we get back into Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and David Nunes. Devin Nunes. Did you see where Bernie Sanders had to go to the hospital for double stents?
Yeah, two stents put in.
78 years old. Who's the biggest recipient of that? Elizabeth Warren.
Indeed. Well, somebody just shared a meme. In all seriousness, I'd mock Bernie. I don't like Bernie as politics, but I hope he gets well soon. But somebody shared a meme where it was an old Aztec image of them, ripping somebody's heart out, a cartoon. And the caption is, "The powwow chow recipe Elizabeth Warren doesn't want you to see." And it's Warren is the one doing the human sacrifice.
Ooh.
And ripping somebody's heart out. But it's, I think it does benefit Warren. That's a sad.
Did you see the money that Bernie raised?
25? 25 million, yeah.
Notice whose number was not in there? Joe Biden.
Right. And Joe Biden's been quiet.
He has been quiet. Cory Booker got $6 million, so his "I'm about to get out of the race if I don't get $1 million" worked.
Well, and then he came back after he got that $6 million and said, "See, people think my voice is a vital one to be in the race." Oh.
Self-serving, you know what? And then Mayor Pete pulls in 19. I don't know how Mayor Pete pulls in the money when he's at 2 and 3%. But he seems to be doing it. Kamala Harris was kind of okay.
Is it possible that somebody or some donors want Mayor Pete to be a VP?
I don't know. It's the high disposable income gay community seems to be right behind him. And there, so the talk is in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, guys. First thing, if you don't mind, Joey put me in for Quick Creek. It's 12-1. And I was listening to the gentleman talking about trying to disenfranchise the Trump voters. And I will say this, after everything that I have seen going on over the past three and a half years, I will jump any stump I have to make sure that I get to the polls and vote. They have done nothing but solidify me for Donald Trump and the Democrats. And then as far as Bernie Sanders, I remember Obama statement, it gets to a certain point in time that maybe we need to just make them comfortable and give them some pain medication. So maybe Bernie didn't need to go to the hospital and get those stents put in. Maybe it's about that time he gets some pain medication and we just make him comfortable and let nature take its course. I believe that's what Obamacare was all about.
Morphine versus stents, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Jason,
to your point of jumping over fences to go vote for Trump, his fundraising numbers for this quarter of $125 million is so impressive, it is unbelievable. And his total number for the year is so far beyond where Obama was 7 years ago. And what's happening is people are very dedicated to Trump. They're not going to leave his side. They're putting money where their mouth is. I had two people just in the last 24 hours say, "How do I donate to Trump?" And both are good friends, and they said, "I don't trust the websites and things like that." So I called my friend with the Trump operation and gave me the website, and I sent it over to both of them. And they're going to make a donation. I don't think it's going to be huge, but I think it's going to be in that $7,500 range, and those things add up.
When you put money down, it means you're really supportive. Jason, I want to go back to the Sweet Creek drawing. I can't put you in for this week, man.
Why that?
Because you won last week.
You've got to be kidding me.
You are the winner from last week. We announced it on Friday. I guess you didn't hear it, but...
No, I did not. I meant to call you. My goodness. You know, I've won it before, and it actually happened the same way. I called in later on.
I remember that. I remember that. We shocked you. Okay,
yeah,
Jason.
Wow.
Congratulations, my friend.
Yes, I really appreciate that. Tell Ken that he apparently doesn't have as much sway as he thinks he has.
Saying the fix is over, my man, Joey?
Hey, are they doing any kind of barbecue in this coming weekend?
They're not. Well, they're always doing barbecue, and you can go down there and get a Boston butt if you want to, or their famous ribs. But what you may want to do is get the gift card and hold it for, like, Auburn, Alabama or something like that, because they're doing a great package, because we know we're talking about that
last weekend. Yeah, if they'll do that, I would love to do that, because I really enjoy going down there. It is a fabulous place. And they have entertainment down there. They have great food, and just it's just a lively place. I really, really enjoy it.
There you go. What I would do is pick up your gift card, go buy one thing, and then come back and use it another time. Jason, I want you to hang on the phone. Joey's going to get your information. I'll send it down to Reed and Karen, okay?
Outstanding.
Now, Jason, one thing I want you to do now, when you use your card, I want you to call back and tell us how it was, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, last time I got a Boston butt, I got a slab of ribs, and I got some cheese. Their cheese selection is absolutely wonderful. Oh, it's so good.
Joey, what did you say when Jason goes and does that? You and I go over to Jason's house.
Yeah, sure. I'll eat a lot of cheese.
There we go. Well, I'll bring the Corona if you'll bring the Boston butt and the ribs.
Absolutely, that's a deal.
Jason, thanks. Hang on, buddy.
All right.
I'm going to go to break. Joey's going to get your number, your information. Congratulations, my friend. Going to be back. Demo show right after this.
Cut this. I'm hot, and when I'm not.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox Tonight, critics rave, it's a smash. And it's back.
Who is the Masked Singer?
You won't believe the celebrity we unmask next.
Oh my God!
Then, yesterday, they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down. But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family, after The Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says President Trump's tweets about unmasking the whistleblower at the center of an impeachment inquiry amounts to witness intimidation and incitement of violence.
I would hope, and we're starting to see members of both parties speaking out.
House Democrats have notified the White House of a subpoena demanding documents related to President Trump's interactions with Ukraine's government. Failure to comply, Schiff says, could be considered obstruction of justice. Fox's Jared Halpern, the president hitting back.
We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy.
The president insists he did nothing wrong when asking the leader of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his family. A World War II era plane crashing while attempting to land at an airport in Connecticut. The B-17 bomber had 13 people on board. A state official says there are fatalities. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at 9 and below 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank,
Bank is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CBNS Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's bring in our good friend East of the Rockies. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Listen, I tell you
what. I need to tell you something. Yes. On Sunday, I was down at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Yes, sir.
And there were a table next to me, and the husband and wife came up and said that they were listeners to the show, and they held up their cookies, and they said to me, yeah, we got the cookies that were as big as hubcaps.
Yeah.
I said, east of the Rockies. They said,
listen,
yep.
I started to stop and pick up a hubcap the other day off the side of the road that I promise you could stick one of those cookies in. It's one of those old pickup truck hubcaps, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking about. But, hey, look, I don't want to cause any problems, man, but I was listening to Claudette talk the other day. Apparently, he's been a little under the weather. And I've got a little bit left on my gift card from when I was the winner here a while back. And I want to get that man a jar of honey to kind of tide him over till he can get down to Sweet Creek. I just need to know what would be a proper way for me to connect with him. Could I leave my phone number with Joey and perhaps coordinate that? I need an excuse to go get a cookie.
Here's what I think might work. I'm friends with both of you on the Book of Faces.
Yes.
Message me. Give me your number.
I will do that. And we're going to get this man a jar of honey, man. He's going to be like Pooh Bear. He'll have it all over the place and enjoying it and stuff.
Oh, that is awfully nice of you, my friend. I've got your number, and I'm just going to forward it over to Joey right now.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Hey, look, anything worth having is worth sharing, and Sweet Creek really is. I mean, I'm not just, I'm not just smooching, man. That place is great. I love it. I had a wonderful time with my grandson before he left for California, and I couldn't pull him away.
Wow. How old is your grandson?
He is going to be 5 in December.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we hung out with the goats, with the chickens, man. He rode on the, got in the driver's seat of the combine up there and went down the slide forwards and backwards. And I mean, just sweat. And he was red as a beet and just having a great time.
Well, I'll tell you something. Did you hear the lady that we had on from the Dream Farms talking about the farm day out there with the, that they have goats and chickens and cows and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I missed that, man.
Yes, it's a great program. It's do you still have grandkids that are around?
Well, I've got nephews, but my grandson has left for California. Unfortunately, he was at Disneyland last night. I know he's having a tough time with his parents, but they were enjoying themselves in the low humidity and low heat.
They're out at Disneyland proper in Anaheim.
In Anaheim, yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that's don't pull out the violins for him quite yet. But if you're gonna play violins for me because I want that little guy around. You know what I mean?
So, East, that is so kind of you to do that for Claudette.
Yeah. Let's get him fixed up. I wish I could get him a big old bucket of Stephanon, but I know that the honey went spoiled. They found honey in the Egyptian tombs that were 3,000 years old and still good. So
there you go.
I think Sweet Creek ought to be just good, huh?
East, I want you to have a great day, my friend. I really appreciate your friendship.
Hey, you guys have a great afternoon.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. No break?
No,
already done that. That's what I thought. Okay, let's continue on with Sean Hannity. Meadows is going to be talking about a pile of evidence that's going to debunk the Dems' theories.
Look at the parallels here. Hillary Clinton's dossier, Russian dossier with lies that impacted the 2016 election, they didn't care about that. They didn't care about Ukrainian interference and a DNC contractor working to with the Ukrainians to impact our election. Politico acknowledging in January 2017 that they were successful. Where are all those people?
There's a couple things that I think your audience also needs to know about, and that is that this is a real impeachment. Okay, this is like a faux impeachment. What they're doing is by keeping this at the House Intelligence Committee, we're not built. The House Intelligence Committee is not a place to run impeachment hearings. So what they're trying to do is they're hiding this from the American people. They don't want the normal process. And as Mark just pointed out, it's important for people to go back and look at what the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee did. He fabricated the president's own words. And as Mark, this needs a closer examination. The Democrats tried to get dirt from the Ukrainians. The DNC, the Clinton campaign, the origins of the Russian investigation begin in Ukraine.
The origins of the Russian investigation begins in the Ukraine. Remember, Paul Manafort and the Black Ledger. That's going to be the very beginning. And then on multiple occasions, the Obama administration asked for help in getting that information and dirt on Paul Manafort before he became the campaign manager for Trump. They wanted to blow him up. It finally got released, and it did blow him up. Okay, let's continue on now with Jim Jordan talking about the Dems are nervous, and Schiff is the point man for them.
Jim Jordan, will justice be served? You believe that what we know and the facts that we've explained to this audience here, that this will result in those people involved in all of this being held accountable?
Sean, the Democrats are scared. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi attacked Bill Barr last week? Why do you think the Democrats are trying to move fast? Why do you think she said, we want to strike while the iron's hot? They're nervous about the investigation Bill Barr and John Durham are doing and what that's going to uncover. They're nervous about the truth. That's why they're moving so fast. They tried the slow approach. They tried the two-year Mueller approach. That didn't work because we had time to get all the facts and prove them wrong. So now they're saying, we're going to strike while the iron's hot. We're going to do it in the Intelligence Committee. We're going to put the most biased chairman in the Congress in charge of it, Adam Schiff, who is no different than Peter Strzok. That's why they're doing all this, is to undermine Bill Barr and to go after the president that we all elected.
Jim Jordan is in there, and I think he's exactly right. It's so they make Schiff the point man. You heard Nunes talk about this shouldn't be in the Intel Committee. The reason it's in the Intel Committee is so they can do this behind closed doors, and I think that Schiff is much better in Nancy Pelosi's eyes than Nadler. Nadler just can't seem to handle stuff. If you look at how he did Corey Lewandowski, he just totally messed that one up. So now let's listen to Mark Meadows on the pile of evidence that will debunk the Dems' theories.
Will we get to the truth and look at another boomerang back? Now are we going to, have they done us a favor? Because now we can see Ukrainian Clinton DNC collusion.
Well, we're going to be able to see that, but I don't think they've done us a favor. They've done us a disservice. You know, when you look at what Adam Schiff has done, what they continue to do each and every day is put this president and this administration, but more importantly, the American people, they're putting them through really an impeachment mockery, not an impeachment trial. And when we start to look at the facts, Devin and Jim are exactly right. When you go back and look at the facts, yes, it is going to boomerang on them. But they're doing all of this right now because there is a pile of evidence that is about to be unleashed on them from the IG and John Durham, which will debunk all the Adam Schiff testimony of the last 2.5 years. But we've got to make sure that we stay on it and hold those people accountable. The American people expect it. In fact, they demand it.
That was good. And that kind of stuff, that kind of talk, makes me feel a lot better about things going on. I think Mark Meadows he's been a little too much ahead of it, but when I hear him say that, it raises the confidence level. Now Devin Nunes is going to be talking about the Intel Committee again. Why are they using Intel? He's going to tell you.
Devin, where's this all going to end?
Well, just remember, the House Intelligence Committee, the reason they're doing this is because it's all behind closed doors. It's all secret.
So we know from the Russia hoax, this is like Russia hoax 2.0. You're going to continue to see drip, drip, drip. There'll be new stories, new bombshells, anonymous sources. The good thing is that the Republican Party, conservatives, we're used to this. Now it's just a matter of making sure that those in the middle in America understand what a hoax this really is.
That's right on target with that. It's America's Newsroom did a series this morning. It's going to be talking about the situation in Foggy Bottom. Foggy Bottom is the State Department. That's what we called it when you're in D.C. Listen in.
Jamil Jaffer's with us now, former DOJ counsel, director of the National Security Law and Policy calendar for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Just on the screen right here, we mentioned this Schiff Pelosi meeting today, presidential news conference in the White House there. This State Department IG with Linick. Let me come back to that. Tomorrow you've got the special envoy. Then on Friday, the closed hearing with the intelligence community IG Michael Atkinson. Do you think this Linick appearance today is significant?
Well, it's hard to know, right? So what you have going on thus far has been the subpoena, or at least the request for testimony by five career or low-level political appointees of the State Department. You have then Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, firing back and saying, don't threaten my employees, right? If you want to come to us, you got to come through us through our legislative liaison office. You can ask me for documents. These are State Department's documents, not these individual people's documents. So you've got that sort of war of words. And in the middle of all this, you have the State Department IG asking for an urgent meeting with House and Senate staffers. So the key question is, what is it that Linick has that he thinks is so important to get over there? And is he ignoring Pompeo's direction in going up there? And if so, what does that all mean?
So this same guy is now going to kind of move over and talk about Pompeo was on the call, but that's not unusual. I can testify to that. When we would be traveling and we were doing a world leader conference, and Secretary of State was not with us, he would listen in on the line that they would pull in, and there's a code name to do that, but we won't reveal that. Listen in.
So they're saying today that Mike Pompeo's got an issue. Does he or not? He's entitled to be on that phone call with Secretary of State.
Absolutely. It would be odd if the Secretary of State weren't on a phone call with a foreign leader. It's not unusual for the Secretary of State or Deputy Secretary of State to be on those calls and their staff. As we found out, that's exactly what happened here. So I don't know what issue he might have. Obviously, he's also fine to go around and meet with world leaders and talk to them about the issues the president directs him to talk about. The key question here is this issue of, you know, was the president asking for something in his personal capacity in exchange for official action, right? And that's the debate that's going to happen in this impeachment inquiry the Democrats are doing. Mike Pompeo was on the call, but, you know, the real people that the president said were, you know, needed to be involved were Rudy Giuliani, his personal attorney, and Bill Barr. And so, obviously, they're going to be part of the conversation, too. Now, it is true that Mike Pompeo is a quote-unquote fact witness in the sense that he was on the call, but of course we know what happened on the call. We have the transcript, so we don't need fact witnesses as to the actual substance of the call.
Right, he's probably on dozens of calls, right?
Exactly right.
Dozens probably in a month versus dozens over the course of a year. Okay, so now the final part he's going to get to is the Barr and Durham. And let me tell you something. Barr is just the tortoise. He is just chugging along. He is on a mission. He doesn't give a damn of what people are saying about him. And he brought Durham in, and they are match set. Listen in.
Eric Holder says Bill Barr's got an issue. Here's Holder from yesterday.
Involving the president in a Justice Department investigation is something that would be reserved really for only the most important investigations. When the people look at the Justice Department, people in this country look at the Justice Department and think that it is in some ways politicized. That has a negative long-term impact on the department.
Just to put this all in English, what he's saying is that the IG is doing his own investigation, Michael Horowitz. But at the same time, what Barr did is he wanted to figure out the origins of this Russia deal from 2016. That's why you had a special prosecutor come in who's doing his work right now. The catch is the IG can only talk to people who are employed by the government. The special prosecutor has the authority to talk to people who are no longer in government, which now 3 years down the road would seem logical if you want to find out the truth. Your view on that, Jamil?
No, that's exactly right. Look, the president has made clear to the American public repeatedly on more than one occasion saying he wants to find out the origins of Russia probe. Now, whether you think that's a good idea or a bad idea or he should be doing or not doing it, he's made that clear publicly. He said he wants the attorney general to do it. And it's not surprising that the attorney general and the special prosecutor, John Durham, who, by the way, is not sort of, you know, is not loved by Republicans. If you remember, he investigated the CIA tapes matter during the Bush administration. So, John Durham and the AG are going around talking to people, and it's not surprising they went and talked to the Australians. Remember, this probe began in part with the George Papadopoulos conversation with an Australian diplomat. So it's not surprising if you're going to look at this and you think that's an appropriate thing to do. And again, I know there are debates about that, but the president's made clear he intends to do that, and nobody's really objected until now. Mm-hmm. So the question is, should they go talk to the Australians? That seems like an obvious, sensible place to start.
Do you remember during the Mueller investigation that they felt that Donald Trump talking bad about Mueller and Mueller's team, that was a level of obstruction of justice? I wonder if the Democrats feel the exact same way when they're talking about Bill Barr, who is heading the investigation of the origins of the counterintelligence case being opened. The answer to the press is going to be no. The answer to me is yes. Ken, hang on. We'll be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Last segment for the day, guys. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Ken did. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dan.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm good, thanks. And sounds like you enjoy our...
We're having a great day.
Yeah, good. Good for you and good for us. Great coverage. To the question that someone had a half hour, 40 minutes ago about where the Republicans are that should be speaking up. And I think his worry is not so much about why they may be keeping their powder dry currently, but where they've been, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago. And I think the reason is some of them have been up there long enough that they know the gravity of this, the results of this investigation, these investigations, including the one that the Dems are trying to push now, and they're doing it strictly, as far as I'm concerned, for campaign purposes for the next year. But there are some who, including some who sit on the right side of the aisle, who are not sure how many eggs are going to get cracked for this omelet concoction. And I fear that we'll start to see a few early resignations or reasons for family or business purposes. Speaking of business purposes, Dan, as you know, it hasn't been that many years ago that these guys and gals, it was perfectly permissible there was no insider trading problem. They could excuse themselves from a committee hearing and literally go straight to the phone, call their broker, yep, based on what had just been revealed only to them in a confidential hearing. Hopefully that's gone bye-bye now, but apparently it hasn't. The Republican Collins from New York has resigned for that very purpose.
Yeah, let me tell you the difference, though, is Collins had an association with the board, and as a person that is in that position, he couldn't do what he did. If he would just have been a member of Congress, he could have done what he did.
Yeah, but my understanding is he couldn't have done it based on a closed hearing that's under the auspices of a committee that he served on.
Well, I think what happened is he was at the White House and he got a text saying that the trial failed. And then he got that as a board member, and then what he did is he texted his son and told him to sell the stock, and they did, based on inside information.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate them keeping their powder dry for now, but I'm in the group that firmly believes there will be, if indeed it is a thorough and complete investigation, there will be some that print an R behind their names who will go home early and hopefully not go to the Gray Bar Hotel in the interim. But you guys are giving us great info, and I hope, especially Barr and the IG for DOJ, I hope they're hard at work, and I look forward to their reports and to your and Joey's coverage.
Well, I really appreciate that, Ken. I want you to have a wonderful day.
You guys, too. And I think your guy, Hannity, is doing better about asking his questions, but I think it's because he's got a producer that's screaming in his ear. Shut up. Give him a minute.
He is getting better. He's not stepping on them as badly. He still steps on them. I have to edit him a whole lot. Brian Kilmeade is number one. Sean's number two. Steve Ducey is number three.
Yeah, Kilmeade not only steps on whoever's speaking, but his gestures go right in front of them, the guest. What's the gal in the center?
James Earnhardt.
Yeah. But I think Sean's got a producer that's trying to rein him in for our benefit, so that we get to hear a complete sentence at least.
Well, I hope so. It has gotten better. It's not good yet, but it's gotten better.
Yeah, I agree.
Ken, thank you, my friend. You have a great day. Elizabeth Warren is going to back the AOC plan to fight poverty.
Oh, Lord.
Talking about buying into the Kool-Aid stand.
A new call for social justice from a Democratic freshman lawmaker is being supported tonight by one of the leading Democratic presidential hopefuls. Correspondent Kristen Fisher tells us what's in the proposal and why this top candidate is backing it.
First, it was Medicare for All, then the Green New Deal. Now Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is putting her weight behind a new plan to fight poverty.
And we're calling it a just society.
The plan calls for capping annual rent increases, pressuring federal contractors to offer better wages and benefits, updating the national poverty guidelines to take into account access to health insurance, child care, and new necessities like internet access, and allowing undocumented immigrants to have full access to social welfare programs.
A just society embraces our immigrants.
2020 contender, Senator Elizabeth Warren, was quick to announce her support of the plan by saying, quote, it's going to take big structural change to tackle poverty and inequality in the U.S., and AOC's A Just Society is just the type of bold, comprehensive thinking we'll need to get it done.
The czar of Just Society, AOC. Talk about pandering.
Did I really hear nationwide rent control in there?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great way to have less housing and lower quality.
What the hell? When I saw that, and then I went and looked it up, I was going like, what? That's nuts. Okay, skip number two, because I don't want to nauseate the audience any more than that. Go to Shannon Breen, Spies Among Us here.
We are learning more tonight about the Attorney General's coordination with foreign governments as part of the DOJ investigation into how the 2016 Russia investigation got started. Chief Breaking News Correspondent Trace Gallagher is on the case tonight.
At the center of Attorney General Bill Barr's investigation is whether the FBI or other U.S. agencies abused its authority in conducting surveillance on members of the Trump campaign. The Italian connection in Barr's inquiry is twofold and dates back to the spring of 2016 when Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos went to Rome and was introduced to Joseph Mifsud, a Maltese-born professor with ties to Russia. Mifsud, whose name was mentioned 20 times in the Mueller report, is the one who told Papadopoulos that the Russian government had dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. Documents show Papadopoulos then relayed that claim to Australia's top diplomat, Alexander Downer. The Australian government then alerted the FBI, and the Trump-Russia probe was born. Some Republicans believe that Joseph Mifsud may have been working for Western intelligence, and that's why Robert Mueller did not charge him with a crime. Watch
this. This is the guy who told Papadopoulos. He's the guy who starts it all. And when the FBI interviews him, he lies three times, and yet you don't charge him with a crime.
Congressman Jordan went on to remind the hearing that Paul Manafort, Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn were all charged with making false statements, but not Mifsud. And back in April, George Papadopoulos, who admitted lying about his meeting with Joseph Mifsud, told Shannon Bream on this show that he wasn't the only one lying. Look.
The only thing I will state is the person that I apparently lied about, Joseph Mifsud, was lied to the American public and called a Russian agent when we now know he was actually likely working with the FBI.
Democrats call the claim baseless. Separately, we should note William Barr is likely also interested in Italy because that's where in 2016 an FBI agent in Rome received a copy of the salacious and unverified Steele dossier.
In Rome.
Wow.
FBI agent. Man, a lot of new information in there, by the way. Notice how they always say there's no evidence, no proof of that. Well, when this report comes out, what will they say then? Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.